Field his punt when he's inside the 10.
Would he what?
Where do you ideally involve him?
Well, he's supposed to stand at the 8. And then any drift back, he's got to make a play to keep the other team from downing the ball. So, obviously, it's something we've got to improve on. He's done it a couple of times. And, you know, we just got to improve on it.
Figure out why he's doing it?
He's just losing awareness of, you know, where he's at. And a lot of times what happens, those guys, they don't make that decision. Or, you know, while they're playing the ball, they're drifting back, losing consciousness of everything except the ball, because obviously they gotta make that catch. And I think that's what's happening. He's just kind of losing awareness of where he's at. And he shouldn't, you know, or you wouldn't think he would, but he has. And we got to correct it. Sometimes those things are, depending on the punt, you know, like that was a longer punt and one that had turned over. You might want to let that one go in, even if you're going to catch it at the 10, because it's going to hit and go in. There's others that, you know, the shorter punt, the Aussie punt that goes backwards, it might be better to catch them at the 5 because they might have a chance to down it even further. But we're getting philosophical now. But he's got to just judge the ball where he's at a little bit better.
What went into the decision to make a punting change?
Well, I think it was a constant evaluation from the time we got Matt. They competed in camp. We're constantly evaluating them. You guys were constantly evaluating them, you know, because that was the questions the last couple of weeks. And so it was always, you know, it was always a let's see what we got. And I think it finally came down to, because Chaz is a good punter, and I think most guys take a few years to even get going in this league. So he's got a head start on that. But I think looking down that long corridor of the season, we thought we could get more consistency and kind of know exactly where we're at with each punt from McBrier. And we thought also that him having approximately a month, because when we got him, he had just started the rehab. I'm not sure the exact timing of it, but he hadn't been punting very long. And now this separated him a month out from his rehab, and we worked him out. We thought he did well. We thought he was better health-wise, and made the call.
Are you concerned at all, Bobby, about the field goal process now with a different holder?
Well, it is a different mechanism when you have a different part in there. Alex can adapt and adjust pretty good. I think whoever his holder is, he's fine with. I think it's a little bit troublesome when you have two holders. You know, you're going from one to the other, back and forth on a daily or sometimes even drill basis. That probably would be more of a problem for him than getting adapted and adjusted to just the way Matt holds.
As if he's going to be okay for Sunday?
You know, I think he will. I think he will. We'll just have to make a smart decision on how much his ankle can withstand. That'll be up to the trainers. More than just snapping. You know, he's going to have to take people on. He's going to have to brace. He's going to have to burr up against a rush. So he's got to be more than just able to stand out there.
How's the new kid? How did he do?
He did good. He did good. Yeah, he. We worked him out before. We liked him. Thought about signing him to the practice squad as a tight end and snapper. And so we liked him. We knew about him before, and we signed him right away when John got hurt. And he's still practice squad eligibility right now. Obviously, things could change depending on John's status.
I apologize if this was asked before I got here, but Demaris is fair caught twice right around the 5-yard line the last 2 weeks. What's going on there? Do you want him to do that?
No, it was X, but no, we don't want him to do it, and he's drifting back about 3 yards more than he should. We'll have him fair catch at the 8. No, he's back there by himself. Yeah, he's back there by himself.
Is there anything like that?
No, you know, he's got to, you know, he stands at one point, and if he goes back from that point, he then needs to come out of that drifting back and find a way to keep whoever's closest to the ball on the other team from downing it. You know, either blocking him or faking him out like he's catching it. He's got a couple options. He's a smaller guy, but he's created a couple touchbacks too. I mean, he's created a few himself by faking it or blocking a guy. So we've got a few touchbacks that he's done a good job on. Those two, especially the one, you know, because that ball was that wasn't a plus 50 punt. I mean, that was sort of a long ball hit. And he actually went back. He was up in front of the 8 on that one when he drifted back. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he, you know, we don't want him catching that at the 5. And we want to do everything we can to keep our offense from huddling in the end zone.
On your return,
we don't want him down in it either at the 1. You know.
He fumbled on that 1, but he broke like 4 tackles before he fumbled to get like 5 yards. Are you getting the kind of blocking you need to set up returns right now?
Well, I think what's happening, and it happens sometimes, and sometimes you just can't control taking away the 3-point shot. You know, you can spread yourself so thin you can't get anything done. If the punter hangs the ball up well enough, he can take the punt returner out of the game. That's just from since I've known or studied the kicking game. I think the punters, yeah, we've been trying a lot of different things to try to offset them, but we haven't been able to quite do it. The punters have done a really good job, and I just think they've done a good job. We've tried pressuring them to get them out of it. I think his blocking is adequate. I don't think it's necessarily good, but I don't think it's terrible. He's caught the ball when people have closed on him pretty good. But that's more a result of the hang time than it is a result of us being bad. And it's tough to take that away. It's just tough to take it away.
Has there been any talk or temptation even of putting Deshaun Jackson back there?
Not at this point. Why is that? Well, we made a decision that we think Demaris is good. You know, he's made a couple mistakes. But we've already paid for those. So, you know, we paid our tuition, we got our education, and, you know, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be fine. Now, can we afford for him to continue making the same mistakes? Of course not. But, you know, his fumble was really a lack of ball security on his part. You know, the guy just reached in, so it's something that we certainly have to address. It's not like it was a jarring hit or the timing of it came where he couldn't hold on. And I mean, it was and we work on it. We work on the ball security, but obviously we got to work on it more.
And the reason behind the decision to not have Deshaun involved, that is that more so he can stay fresh with the offense, or it just kind of wasn't happening?
Well, it's more because we think Demaris, you know, is going to do a good job back there. and he's going to get the ball, and he's going to get up the field, and we think he's a good returner.
Thanks, Elson.